Hello, friends. Good evening. This is Tuesday, March 7th. And so I sent you that picture. In the middle is Yelitza. She's the daughter of Juan, who was always at the hospital when I went. And that's her husband and her mother. And that was on Sunday. I asked her if I could use this, if I could send the picture to friends who had prayed for her. For her dad, and she said absolutely. So, and then that chair, you can see there, we had a chair with a Bible and some flowers and a little note that said, "We miss you, Juan." We had that chair there on the at the memorial service on Friday, and then on Sunday morning we had it there as well. And so, yeah, so since last week's WhatsApp report, Juan passed away, Dr. Garlock passed away, and little Ian passed away. My goodness, what a few days. And so we had the memorial service, and I sent you some info. I don't remember exactly what all, but it went very well. Almost 25 or at least 25 of Juan's relatives or close friends were there, and We just honored Juan and honored the gospel that he believed and the Lord Jesus, and just with songs and testimonies and message, just gave the gospel to so many who had probably never heard it before, any number of them. And after the service, they just stayed around, and they were so friendly and so thankful that we did the service for him. We were just sort of taken by surprise that they would be so happy with the service. It was so different from anything they had ever been to. So opposite a Catholic funeral or anything like it. And so, yeah, it was crazy. And so that went very well. And then, let me see, Saturday we had our men's Bible study. I'll probably send a picture of that. It's going well. This is, we had 2 weeks of other activities. So when we got back to it, had over a dozen there. So that was good. Continuing our study through First Samuel. And then Sunday morning, oh my word, there were people everywhere, just a bunch of visitors, but I guess can't really say one visitor is more important than the others, but those three in the picture were so special to us, because it was Juan's daughter, who hasn't been to church since she was a little girl, and was just so overcome. The family just, they didn't realize how much of a spiritual family Juan had. They knew he came to church. They'd never come. But they didn't realize, because as soon as, you know, our church was shocked when he had his stroke. I mean, it just like, you know, blew everyone away. And so I encouraged them to send him Yelitza, this daughter in the picture. She was always there. She came up from southern Spain, quit her job to stay with her dad, and she's been there almost 4 weeks. And she was the one that I dealt with most of the time. And so she had his phone, and I told our believers, you know, because he was conscious and he could listen. And she would read him texts, and then she would play the audios that they would send him on WhatsApp. That's what everybody uses here, is WhatsApp. Or they would send videos. Some of our church people would send him, they would sing songs, sing his hymns that he loved, and videos. And so she was just bombarded with affection from our church to him. At one point, I actually asked her, and she said, "Could you please ask him to stop sending texts?" Because she couldn't handle it anymore. She was having to read them and organize it all, apart from all other family and so forth, and work, and from his work sending his thing. So I told everybody, "Okay, let's stop, give him a break." But then she said, she didn't mind audios, because she could just play those. She just It was the texts that were overwhelming her. So I said, okay, forget the text, but send audio. So I don't know how many she got, but she got gobs of them and played them for Juan. And all of the family members, they were just like, they couldn't believe that he had so many friends, and they knew it was his spiritual family. So it was just, all we can say is this three kids have had nothing to do with God for decades. But this whole weekend, their dad, of course, was an emotional time for them to lose their dad. But it just, I think it shook them to the core. The son, his name was John, he was just, he was in tears. He just couldn't believe it. And he, both him and the one in the middle here, said they were going to come back to church. They wanted to find a church and go to church somewhere. And she actually came here. Now she leaves tomorrow or the next day with her husband back for the southern Spain where they live. And they asked us on Sunday, said, could you find us a church down there in Granada? And so they're, it's just amazing to see what God has done. So those of you who prayed for Juan and for his family and for so many close friends and family members, they got a really good testimony, and we'll see where it, we'll see what happens after the emotion of everything dies down. We'll see what the real interest is, but we were quite surprised at the response. So thank you for praying. And if you continue to pray for them, that'll be a good thing. And so then what else? Next Saturday, we have our next intensive institute, our 55th, and I'm teaching it on prophecy. And in fact, let me give you just give a few of the topics that I'll be dealing with. I'll translate here because I sent them a teaser yesterday. The people, just to give them an idea of what we would be dealing with on those 5 hours. Some of the things we'll be looking at is, what is a prophet? We'll look into false prophets. We'll talk about attacks against prophecy. And then the theme or the title is a unique phenomenon. We'll with the uniqueness of what prophecy is, the necessity of proof, the divine challenge to idols. We'll see that prophetic proof, the surest prophetic proof, the supreme prophet, the emphasis of the first preachers, Isaiah and his prophecies, and then various different things. So those are some of the topics that we'll be looking at, and I still have a lot of work to do, but it is material that I've taught before, so I'm reorganizing it and so forth. That'll be not this Saturday, but the following, and our friend from South Carolina, a gentleman who has been so generous with our ministry, has again sent in funds so that we're able to tell everybody that Institute is free. It's completely paid for. They don't have to pay the normal 15 euros a piece. Basically, adds about 20 bucks to not that much, but close to the $16 or so for the whole day, but this time it's free again because of his generosity. So praise the Lord for good friends. And then, okay, so the little boy's funeral is, my memory isn't good. It might be this Saturday, as is Dr. Garlock's. But anyway, the missionaries in Logroño have all gone to the States, and so we're covering, Mike is going to cover for 2 Sundays, cover the services there in Logroño City, about an hour and a half away from us. And Juan left today for Mexico to see his parents for a couple of weeks. So let me see. There was one more thing. Oh, phooey. And I didn't write it down. Oh, my goodness. It was in my mind for just a split second. And I should have stopped and jotted it down. You think I can pull it up? Absolutely not. No way. Oh, my goodness. I might tack on another audio. I don't know, because it was... Oh, well. Anyway, closing media. I'll send a picture with Nico, one of our faithful men who is with us all through the winter, he and his wife. And we took a picture because he got me a belt like one he had that I had commented on one day. So he got me one. So he said, we need to take a picture of the two belts. So that's it. And then I'll send a picture of the men's meeting. And, my goodness, I wanted to think of what that was. I can't remember. Oh, well, if I don't get it written down, forget it. Okay, thank you very much for listening. Oh, I just remembered. Oh, my word, yeah. The Traco Project. Good grief. The Lord sure loves to surprise. We are over $20,000, right at $20,000+. And we have had two gifts entirely from just people either I didn't know or just never heard from and who have followed the ministry and, I guess you could say, silently followed it. And then when the opportunity came up to invest in the ministry in this way, they jumped on it and sent in very generous gifts. And so, yeah, my goodness, the $20,000 is made up of only seven gifts, which is, wow, yeah, we're like, you gotta be kidding. So what that means is, we're not going to buy a track hoe yet. We're going to wait a couple of months because everything needs to dry anyway. And so it's going to be well into spring or early summer before it's dry enough to really and seriously do work up there. And we're hoping Steve will be back. Steve and Andrea and Steve and Danny. Steve knows a lot about equipment. And he already has done a fair bit of research, and he would be the one to help us make sure we got the very best machine for our money. And so that money, and if some more comes in, all it is going to help us is to get a better machine. Not necessarily bigger. The size that we want is sort of the medium-sized track hole, but to get something that isn't so old and has so many hours on it and maybe needs so much maintenance. So thank you very much for praying, because those prayers have been answered in this way, and God has sent in all that money, and we're excited about having a piece of equipment that will do the job. So thank you very much. I'm so glad I remembered that. God bless you. Goodbye.